Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Pesach Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the third day of the month of Adar. Today is day 514. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Kenneth Halman of the Young Israel, Talmud Torah of Flatbush in Brooklyn, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Halman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Halman will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Chatefim, for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach Acholim, where he will pause and allow each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. I do want to bring your attention, for the first time, I did share this briefly last week, those of you who received the daily Tehillim call reminder email, which you can subscribe for at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call. There is a new button it's on the bottom, amongst the different links to click on, which will take you directly to a new landing page that has the names. It was updated as earlier this morning. It was updated from end of January. We have now updated it as of today. We just received the latest batch of names from the IDF, and it contains the names of those chayalim who are very much in need of our collective tefillot, of our prayers. So please reference that list at any time when you're davening, especially during that gap today when Rabbi Halman pauses to insert the names of those soldiers who are very much in need of refuah. And again, you can find that in the daily email, and you can again sign up for that at ou.org/Tehillim call. With that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Halman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. Good afternoon to everyone, or good evening, depending where you are. Good morning. We're currently in between Parshas Shkolim, which we read last Shabbos, and Parshas Zachar, which we'll Amir Tashem read this coming Shabbos. Parshas Zachar seems particularly appropriate in terms of the trials and tribulations we're currently facing as a nation, staring in the face of the modern day Amalek. When the three members of the Bibas family were buried last week, I wanted to paraphrase the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said at the time to Cain when he after he had killed Hevel. He said, "Kol dmei achicha tzoakim elai min ha'adama." The voice of the blood of your brother is crying out from the grave, from the ground. And I would paraphrase this as the vision of the beautiful, innocent brothers looking at us from their pictures call out to us from the ground. This picture is seared in all our minds. And it's hard to imagine that the monsters who killed them inhabit the same human-looking bodies that we do. And there's still those in the world who would defend their actions. But where does this leave us? How do we come to terms with such unspeakable evil? The Parshas Zachar response is basically a military one. Timche es zecher Amalek. And that's very good for the IDF, Tzahal, for the government to take as their guidelines. But what are we supposed to think of such a world and where these kind of things can occur. We need a spiritual response. We as individuals need a spiritual response. And for that, surprisingly, I think we can look to the opening phrase of Parshas Shkolim, which we read, and doesn't appear to have any connection to what we're talking about at all. But I think it does. The Gemara in Bava Basra comments on the first pasuk of Kisisa, a rather cryptic comment. Amar Rabbi Avo. Amar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe asks the Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, Bame Torum Keren Yisrael. How is the glory of Israel raised? Amar Lo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, the Kisisa, with Kisisa. A very cryptic question, and an even more cryptic answer. What exactly why was Moshe asking this? What does it have to do with the counting with the Maksis HaShekel? And how does Kisisa answer the question? The Maharsha explains that Moshe was a little bit troubled by the fact that Kisisa begins with an if rather than a direct command. And therefore, it must have been a response, not actually Moshe, but Rabbi Avo was troubled by this. It sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was answering an unstated question, an unrecorded question posed by Moshe Rabbeinu. Bamet Harum Keren Yisrael. How can the glory of Israel be raised? Now, why would Moshe ask such a question? I think that Moshe was struggling with the concept of counting Bnei Yisrael. Counting people can be dehumanizing because you lump everyone together, you assign people numbers, you remove their sense of individuality. Concentration camp survivors, many of them in their testimonies, say that the process of having the number tattooed on their arms made them feel nameless, took away their identity, depersonalized them. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know, Bamet Torum Keren Yisrael, if we're counting people, how could we elevate and ennoble them when we count them? And the answer that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave Moshe was, Kisisa. If you make them active participants in the count, if the Nasnu, if they are giving something rather than just passively being counted, if it's the way the Torah gives it, where you give something, that attaches them to God because they're giving money to be used in the service of God, and it makes them feel not a loss of identity, but rather a common identity with everyone else. No one is counted without their active participation, and this participation, giving exactly the same as everyone else, doing it yourself, and giving all to the same common cause of sacrificial offerings on behalf of the entire nation. And in that way, everyone can feel that he or she is part of something far greater than themselves, and they're therefore uplifted to be part of it. And this, I believe, can help us at this difficult time as well. We're all suffering. We face an enemy that wants to dehumanize and degrade and humiliate us. We've seen that in the treatment of the hostages. And our response is Machtis HaShekel. To do something which attaches us to God and attaches us to the nation as a whole, doing the same thing as everyone else. Hostage after hostage, those who were interviewed, who survived, are telling us that it was faith and reliance upon God that helped them endure. It was connecting with God and feeling part of Klal Yisrael that gave them some degree of hope and enabled them to mentally remain somewhat in control. It's just so sad that so many of them had to learn to pray in the tunnels of Hamas rather than in Torah schools. A Pew study that was done this week reveals that most American Jews say they rarely or never pray. The proportion of Jews that rarely, if ever, prays is far higher than among other religious communities, and it's on the rise. Now, hopefully, after October 7th, when there was more identification and feelings, strong connections to the Jewish people, maybe this will still have effect and reverse these. But it's important for us to embrace this concept of matzis hashekel, of active participation, to feel part of Klal Yisrael and closer to God. It won't ease the pain. It won't bring back those who are killed. But it will give us strength to go on with a positive outlook. Adar is the time for optimism. Parsha Shkolim is the introduction to Adar, the time when we feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping us to be victorious. May our faith grow stronger and stronger. May our identification with all of other members of Klal Yisrael grow stronger and stronger. And may the Yeshuos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us grow greater and greater with our Geula Shleima Mehera V'Yameinu very soon reaching us. We'll continue now with Tehillim Chas, number 20. Lanatseyas Mizmar L'David Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Ya'akov Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka Yizkar Kol Minchosecha Ve'olatecha Yidashen Esela Yiten Lecha Chil Vavecha V'cholatzotecha Yimalei Noran Nabi Shuasecha V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Nishalosecha Ata Yodati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicha Ya'anehu Mishamei Kodsho Bigvuros Yesha Yimino Eilev Varechev Ve'eilev Vasusim Va'anachnu V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Karu V'nafalu Va'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'anehu V'yom Kareinu Tehillim Chaf Gimel 23 Mizmar L'David Adonai Ro'i Lo Efsar Binos Desha Yar Bitzeni Almei Menuchos Yenahaleini Nashi Yishovev Yancheni V'magle Tzedek L'ma'an Shemel Gam Kielech B'geit Salmaves Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi Shivtecha U'mishantecha Hema Yenachamuni Tarok L'ponai Shulchan Neged Sovaroi Dishanta Vashemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya Achtov Vochesed Yir Defuni Kol Yemei Chayoi Vashavti Beveis Adonai La'oref Yomim Kuf Chaf Aleph 121 Shir Lama Alos Esa Einai Elehe Horim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shomayim Ba'aret Al yitein lamot raglecha, al yonum shomerecha, hinei lo yonum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilecha, al yad yeminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakekka, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmor es nashecha. Adonai yishmar tseisecha uvo'echa me'ata ve'ad olam. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hama'alos mima'amakim kerosicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli tihyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmar yoch. Adonai mi yamod ki emecha hasalicha leman tivarei ki visi Adonai kivason nashi velidvarau hafalti nashi l'Adonai mi shomerim laboker shomerim laboker yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki em Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fedus V'hu yiftes Yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil l'David v'hyosol v'me'ora sefila Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan Eshpoch lefonav sisi, sarasi lefonav agid, bisateif alai ruchi, ve'ato yodata nesivasi, ba'orach zu ahalech, tamnu fachli, habet yominu re'ei, ve'ein li matir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenachshi, zo'akti eilecha adonai, Omarti atomachsi chelki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiva elwinosi hidalosi ma'od. Hatzileni me'rod defai ki ometsu mimeni. Hotzia mimasker nafshi lahodos es shemecha. Biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol olai. Achenu kol beis Yisrael hanesunim batzara uvashivya haomedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotzi'em mitzara lirvacha umeafela leora umishibud ligula hashtara bagola uvizman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, and let us say Amen. Misha Beirach, the Chayalei Tzahal, prayer for the Israel Defense Forces. Misha Beirach Avosenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Es Chayolei Tzvah Ha'Agonal Yisrael, Ve'Anshei Kochos HaBiktachon, Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Arsenu V'Yorei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayom HaGadol Ad Levoho Arava, U'v'chol Makom Sheheim, V'Yabosha Bo'Avir U'Vayom. Yitein Adonai Es Oyeveinu Akomim Oleinu Nigofim Lefneihem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'yatzil Es Chayoleinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka U'mikol Nega U'machala V'yishlach Beracha V'hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yideihem Yader Som Ne'enu Tachteihem V'atarein B'cheser Yeshua U'va'ateres Nitzachon V'yikuyam Bohem HaKosuv V'yadonoi Eloheichem Ha'oleif Imachem Lihilachem Lachem Em O'yereichem Lahoshia Eschem V'nomar Amen. Misha Beirach Lishvuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Misha Beirach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aharon David Ushlamo, Hu Yivarech V'Yishmar V'Yinsar, Es Nedorei Tzva Agonal Yisrael Ushvuyav, V'Es Kol Achenu Hanesunim B'Tzara U'V'Shivya, V'Avur Shekol HaKahol HaKadosh Hazeh Mispalel Ba'avuram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, V'yotzi'ei mechoshech v'talmoves, u'mosaroseihem yinateik, u'mimitzukoseihem yoshi'eim, v'yoshiveim mehiro lecheik mishpechoseihem, yodu l'adonai chasto, v'niflaosav livnei adam, v'yukuyam bohem mikroshekosuv, uftuye adonai yishuvun, uva'ul tzion berina, v'simchas olam al roshom, tason v'simcha yasigu, v'nosu yagon v'anocha, v'nomar amen. Misha Beirach for the cholim. Misha Beirach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech et hakolim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimolei Rachamim Aleihem, Lahachlimam Ulorasam, Lahachazkam Ulahachyosam, Vishlach Lahem Behera, Refuah Shaleimam in Hashamayim, Bechol Evarehem, Lachol Gidehem, Besok Sha'or Cholei Yisrael, Refuah HaNefesh, Urefuah HaGuf, Hashta Ba'agolo Uvizvan Kariv, Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Amen. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which is tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Rather, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.